Hello and welcome to your Catholic News Update for Thursday the 29th of September. In his general audience yesterday, Pope Benedict reflected on his apostolic visit to Germany. Rome Reports has more.
About 10,000 people gathered in St. Peter's Square to hear the Pope's weekly general audience. It was a time for Benedict XVI to reflect on his recent trip to his native Germany.
At Vespers in Ettersbach and at Mass in Erfurt, I recall the strong traditions of faith and Christian witness which marks that region, and I urged all to persevere in holiness and to work for the renewal of society.
The theme of the visit was, where there's God, there's a future. The Pope described the trip as a gift and a success. From the start, he made it clear the trip didn't have political intentions, but rather, he said, the goal was to talk about religion and God. Ecumenism and interreligious dialogue were a big part of the visit. The Pope said his meetings with Muslims, Jews, Lutherans, and with the Orthodox were key. He also reflected on a moment he said was very special.
Finally, at the prayer vigil in the Mass in Freiburg, I encountered so many young people whose faith in Christ gives great hope for the future of the Church in Germany.
During the general audience, some groups sang a few quick songs for the Pope. Among them was this young Catholic group from South Korea. With front row seats, they wore their traditional clothing while singing and dancing for the Pope.
The members of Mexico's Supreme Court yesterday rejected a decision that would have legalized abortion in the country. By a 7-4 margin, the judges struck down a proposal by Supreme Justice Fernando Franco, which declared that states' legal shields against abortion were unconstitutional and that abortion should be made legal nationwide up to the 9th month of pregnancy. Debates over Justice Franco's motion started on the 26th of September among the 11-member Supreme Court and ended on Wednesday at noon when Supreme Justice Jorge Pardo forcefully argued against the measure. Before Justice Pardo's speech, five judges expressed support for Franco's draft, while only three were against it. Justice Pardo noted that Article 7 of the Mexican Constitution recognized protection of the unborn. He rejected the idea that the state's efforts to protect the life of the unborn were creating new rights. The judge also made the case for the federal nature of the Mexican government, highlighting that the Mexican Constitution protects the states in exercising their freedom to establish the starting point of the right to life. In April 2007, the Legislative Assembly of Mexico's capital made abortion legal until the 12th week of pregnancy. That same year, the Supreme Court ruled that there was nothing in the Constitution that would prevent any Mexican state from legalizing abortion. The decision sparked a legal effort among Mexico's 31 states to create legal shields to prevent abortion from being legalized. By 2011, 18 Mexican states had approved amendments to their constitutions, explicitly protecting the unborn from the moment of conception. Addressing the United Nations, a Vatican representative has called for courageous decisions toward the two-state solution for the Holy Land after Palestinian leaders requested full UN membership for the Palestinian state. Archbishop Dominic Mamberti, the Vatican's top foreign affairs official, did not say whether the Vatican explicitly supported the Palestinians' UN initiative, but he said the Vatican viewed the Palestinian bid in the perspective of efforts to find a definitive solution to the Israeli-Palestinian question. He said that the Holy See is convinced that if we want peace, it is necessary to adopt courageous decisions. In a wide-ranging speech to the UN General Assembly, Archbishop Mamberti also touched on the humanitarian crisis in the Horn of Africa, the persecution of Christians around the world, the global financial crisis, and the arms industry. And finally, St. Michael's Primary in Blacktown South, Sydney, has officially opened the Father Kevin Dadswell Learning Centre, named in honour of the former parish priest who served St. Michael's for 20 years. Catholic Diocese of Parramatta Vicar General, the Very Reverend Peter Williams, blessed the new centre at its official opening last Friday. The $3 million multi-purpose space, which was funded by the Australian government as part of the Building the Education Revolution program, was officially opened by Executive Director of Schools Greg Whitby and Federal Member for Chifley Ed Husic MP. And that's it for today's Catholic News Update. Speak to you again tomorrow. Have a good day. God bless.